Midway City Mayor Celeste Johnson says the option to bury the transmission lines is not feasible. She says the resolution they've come up with will serve the power needs for the community 30 to 40 years in the future and will satisfy Rocky Mountain Power's need to loop into the substation in Midway. Rocky Mountain Power planned to begin the project in 2021.
I'd like to make it just very, very clear that this line is going to come through. We have already agreed to a CUP that allows that to happen, and we simply were trying to buy time to put the issue on the ballot for bonding so that we could have the funds to bury it or to give the private sector enough time to raise the money. Neither of those things happened.
The city submitted an appeal to the Utility Facilities Review Board earlier this year. Johnson says regardless of the outcome of the appeal, nothing changes and the new lines will be installed.
That appeal, even if we win on every single count of our appeal, all that gives us is an accurate number to bury that we have to pay for. So the misconception is that if we win the appeal, somehow Rocky Mountain Power doesn't get to come through our valley, or if we win the appeal, they will have to pay to bury, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Johnson says the city considered bonding to pay for the burial of the transmission lines.
They just felt there were far too many unknowns. It was still far too unclear. And there was also a sentiment that if we're going to bond for something again at this magnitude of about $5 million, that the council would far prefer, there were members on the council who would far prefer to see us bonding for open space again.
Johnson says the settlement agreement gives Midway more say on how the overhead lines are installed, where the poles will be, and the project will not cost the city anything.
The settlement agreement, what that does for us is puts us in the driver's seat on how and what goes overhead. And basically, as close to a win as you're going to get in this situation, and it costs us nothing.
She says it's a dramatically better solution and is nearly the same as what is in place now, except that it will have to be built to current specifications.
Which means the poles will have to be taller and there will have to be steel poles when the line turns a corner, but nothing on the magnitude of what we thought it was going to be, nothing as large as what's on Highway 40 right now in Heber, and it costs us nothing.
Johnson says she is always open to hearing from citizens, but last week's meeting was the final public comment period.
Good comments that came out of that, and a couple of things that we are looking to see if we can put in this settlement agreement. Some minor edits need to be made. There were enough. The council was uncomfortable. This time the council said, you know, there's enough tweaks that we're putting in here, and there's a couple things we're still going to try to fight for. So bring it back one last time, and let's make sure everything got put in there that we could possibly get, and then we'll approve it.
Midway City Council will vote on the settlement at the next meeting on December 1st. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.